Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
There is a growing backlash to transgender rights. In many states, legislatures are center stage for those battles. And in Washington, D.C., House Republicans recently passed a bill to prevent transgender girls and women from participating in girls and women's athletic programs. The Senate is unlikely to take up the bill. But there is at least one sport that has made a point of welcoming all genders, and that's roller derby. Jill Ryan of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports.
Roller skates pound and screech across the hardwood floor at the Broadway Rec Center in Mesa, a suburb of Phoenix. The athletes wearing them are blocking, pushing, and doing whatever they can to get the point. This is roller derby. More specifically, this is the Arizona All-Stars travel team versus the SoCal Derby Kraken. Spoiler alert, Arizona wins. Arizona Roller Derby, which oversees league teams, including the All-Stars, is celebrating 20 years. This league is one of the oldest around, and with it a practice that is increasingly under a political microscope.
Roller derby is a safe space for everybody. Roller derby has no borders, and it doesn't matter what your gender is. You can come and you can play here.
That's Chelsea Winkle, the executive director of Arizona Roller Derby. On the track, she goes by Goldie Knox. Across the country, gender identity and its intersection with athletics, especially in schools, is a hot-button issue. According to the Movement Advancement Project, or MAP, at least 21 states, including Arizona, have banned transgender students from participating in sports consistent with their gender identity. MAP is a nonprofit think tank that promotes equal rights. In April, the Biden administration proposed a change to Title IX that would make it possible to stop categorical bans on trans student athletes, but it would allow certain limitations. The NCAA also updated its policy in 2022 to leave the decision up to each sport's national governing body. At Arizona Roller Derby, which has junior and adult teams and programs, Goldie says everyone is welcome. The Arizona All-Stars, a competitive adult women's team, accepts all women, including transgender and non-binary people, with no limits.
One of our core values and the things that we're really striving for is radical inclusivity. So that is sort of a niche place in roller derby, is that you can be anything that you are and you can just come as you are.
And this inclusion is not unique to the Arizona Roller Derby. The Women's Flat Track Derby Association, WFTDA, which runs competitive games and tournaments with over 400 international member leagues, has the same policy. They are inclusive of transgender, intersex, and gender-expansive participants. The Men's Roller Derby Association, a much smaller community, has a similar non-discrimination policy too. The popularity of roller derby has surged and waned in the decades since its invention nearly 100 years ago. You might not know about it, so here's a brief overview. Every derby participant, for instance, usually has a punny nickname. That's why Chelsea Winkle goes by Goldie Knox. Rachel Sherman is the Derby Association program manager. Sherman is known to their All-Stars teammates as For Sherman.
I think that roller derby is still really underrated because it's a sport that was created by and for especially women and queer people, so people don't take it very seriously, but these are diehard athletes.
At every derby match, you'll see two players with big stars stuck on the side of their helmets. Those are the Jammers. Kevin Carlson, whose derby persona is Undecided, helps officiate the SoCal team.
The basics is it's a race. A jammer from each of the teams tries to get through a pack of four players from each of the two teams, and obviously the jammer's trying to get through, the pack is trying to make sure the opposing jammer does not.
The bleachers at this game are packed. Tyler Neese came with his wife and two young children. He used to watch roller derby as a kid with his dad and now is passing down the tradition.
Some people may be opposed to just coming out and even trying it or even watching it, but I think it's something that the whole family can come out and experience, and it's a lot of fun, and watching everyone, you know, kind of get your anger out on the court and stuff, it's great.
Jennifer Burton came with her child, NJ. NJ is just starting out with skating lessons, but wanted to see what the adult team had to offer.
Derby's not dead.
Derby's not dead.
Derby's not dead.
And the sport's still evolving. A new type of team is rolling out, Goldie Knox says, at least in the WFTDA member community. And that is open gender teams, with cis men, or men born male, included.
Open teams are like the Wild West. There's no governing division or rankings for open gender, so everybody's playing under this WFTDA rule set, but WFTDA right now doesn't have a sort of specified open gender division.
She says this is not the same as co-ed teams.
No one's counting anything, no one's checking anything. It's just a space to compete in roller derby.
Goldie says this might have been an evolution out of the pandemic. Like many organizations, roller derby in Arizona is trying to rebuild and adapt post-COVID. For Here and Now, I'm Jill Ryan.